We are joined by Jeff O'Brien. Besides representing, what, about 60 or more craft breweries and distilleries, you are a man who keeps your finger, several fingers, on the pulse of what's happening around the world and in America with politics. And
that's right.
I'll tell you what, I had not heard of one of the number three. We're going to do like a three and out of politics, and number three does not surprise me, but it's just all you could do is laugh. But let's go to number one. Number one in our political three and out.
Yeah, number one, kind of a little bit of a surprising poll result coming out of Minnesota last week, having President Trump and Joe Biden tied 47-47. So
that's not good news for Democrats. And I'll tell you what, where they're really going to panic, New York, Biden holds only a 5-point lead.
That's what I heard. You know, and it's interesting with the Minnesota poll. I guess I shouldn't say it's too surprising, because I've been talking to a lot of people, Bob, and getting a lot of anecdotal evidence, and people telling me that, you know, Trump likes to have those kind of tweets about, you know, silent majority. Well, there might be something to that. I had a talk with a longtime client of mine last week, and this client, before all this COVID stuff, if you would have mentioned the name Donald Trump around this client, you would have got a face like you had fed them a tablespoon full of vinegar. Okay.
Yeah.
But now, having gone through what has transpired with, you know, lockdowns and the protests and everything else going on, and mask mandates and everything else, stemming from the Democrats in this state, right? It's not even a reaction towards Trump. It's just this state, and a concern of what would happen if this was if this becomes a national policy under a President Biden. This client told me there's a lot of people that before all this started would never have thought of voting for Donald Trump that are voting for Donald Trump.
Well, and you know what?
But they just won't talk about it for fear of what the other side does.
If it's tied, I would say Trump has a significant lead in Minnesota, because many people, like you said, will not admit that they will vote for him. And
I usually read about a 4-5% extra bump for Trump in any poll, given the folks that just won't respond, saying that they're going to vote for him.
Well, and you'd have a 5-point, you'd have a dead heat in New York then, if that were the case. So
it could be, yeah.
Let's go with item two.
Item two, we have, he's talking about a national mask mandate.
Yeah.
And this week, I think it's part of the interview that he's doing with ABC News. I'm not for certain, but came out that he had said if the scientists told him to shut the country down again, that he would do it. And I think that's scary to a lot of people.
Here's what my feeling is on Biden. If he were to become president, because he's trying to be all things to all people, particularly the farther left than he is, basically it accelerates socialism. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And that, I fear that. And I know there's a lot of people that support him and they don't believe that's going to happen, but just look at having Bernie and having Elizabeth Warren talk, and even AOC for the 90 seconds or so she had. He is trying to draw in the far left, and I think he's going to do things like that. You know what? You have to be a leader. And some of these scientists, believe it or not, do have an agenda of their own.
Exactly. But I think also there is a lot of folks want to, criticize those who don't like the mask mandates and everything else, and saying that somehow that's them saying that the virus is a hoax. And it's not that people don't believe that the virus is real, but I think there's a disagreement as to, things like herd immunity and how should we be dealing with this? And also the public health consequences of keeping kids from going to school and seeing their classmates, people being, isolated, especially senior citizens. I think that it is, to me, a fair issue of debate as to whether or not that those other unintended consequences are legitimate and have to be dealt with, too. And that this one size fits all, wear a mask, stay inside, all of these things is not necessarily that has with it its own set of consequences. And so for Joe Biden to say that, that's to me is that's extremely dangerous position to stake out, and I think quite irresponsible.
Well, didn't he already say that he would mandate masks indoors and out? My son, yeah. When he starts college, he has to wear it in and out. And also, if he leaves campus, he has to wear it and not take it off. So, I mean, yeah. Biden, if he were to do that, I think people need to know that. They also need to know in his speech, his acceptance speech to become the Democratic candidate for president, he plagiarized from a Canadian, was it a Canadian politician? And
yes,
himself.
I think it's yes. He used some of the he plagiarized the light and the darkness thing came from a Canadian politician, and then some of the stuff he said about Kamala Harris was actually, if you go back to some his speech at the 2008 convention, there was a lot of stuff that, you know, when he was accepting his nomination for vice president, he had overlapped a lot of he'd used some of the same words for Barack Obama and other things that he's promised. He used the same, he did the same, said the same exact thing in 2008. So now, I mean, this is just, I mean, you know, Joe Biden doesn't write his speeches anymore, right? So this is just tone deaf on the part of his campaign when, I mean, and for those that's listening, kind of like, well, big deal. Joe Biden ended his 1988, his first campaign for president because he was, it was determined that he had plagiarized a speech from Neil Kinnock, who was a British member of parliament. So for him to go, and it's like, to quote Yogi Berra, it's like deja vu all over again. And he's going to, you know, not only plagiarize another elected official in another country, but he's also going to plagiarize himself. It just was,
it's bizarre. You know, you're right, because it's happened before.
It reminds me of an old story. You probably have heard this one. I've heard Franz Harkinson tell it about Bud Grant when Bud Grant was going to cut some players for walking over fresh grass seed down at Mankato when they were in training camp. And Fran's like, isn't that a little extreme? He goes, if you're going to walk, if you can't get him to follow that rule, how are you going to get him to follow the rules on the field?
That's exactly
and it's
kind right.
of this. If you can't even make the decision not to plagiarize somebody else's speech, how are you going to entrust him with everything else?
Well, you're absolutely right. And by the way, I did ask Bud if that was true, and it was. You know, he had the signs put out to see how these players would react. And it was the young guys who didn't know any better. But they learned because he cut him. You know, if Fran did it, I'm not so sure he would have cut him or Alan Page. So, but that's
just the thing. Fran or Alan Page wouldn't have done it.
No, they absolutely would not have done it. And one thing, by the way, the whole plagiarizing thing, it's stunning that even the people that write his speeches would not know and would not be ultra careful not to plagiarize after what happened to him.
Exactly.
Before, but you know what?
Exactly.
The mainstream media or the media, you're not going to hear about that on MSNBC or CNN, they're never going to mention that he plagiarized.
No, you won't hear that. And, you know, they and some of them, I mean, with some exceptions, but the majority of them are essentially covering for this, his hiding in the basement strategy, which I am starting to see that it's less and less likely to work. I thought 2 months ago, Bob, at the beginning of June, I figured when the other riots going, when you had Trump out standing at kind of ham-handed photo op in front of the church with the Bible, I'm like, well, I don't think he's going to be president past January of 2021. Now the lot can happen. This is a weird election with a lot of things, you know, with a lot of things happening on a very quick basis. But I would say that I from what I'm talking to people, I think that he's got a stronger chance than what people are giving him credit for and what the press is saying. And I think that those debates are going to be important if and the president being out there and doing his whistle stop tour, flying around the different places and campaigning in place of his rallies, and Joe Biden hiding in the basement. That is they need to learn from Hillary Clinton's mistakes. You can't just run off the clock like that. It doesn't work.
Well, the other thing is it appears the Southern District of New York, the attorney there is trying to get him on fraud or some sort of an issue with his taxes. It's going to backfire because it is too close to the election, and people are just going to believe this is ridiculous. I think it really will backfire in a big way on him because the timing.
Any poll you've seen, everybody's the media's bias is obvious to most people.
So it's not going to be good for them, I believe. But Jeff, as always, greatly appreciated. Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. What's the best way for someone to reach you?
Well, you can reach me at email joebrien@ccclawmn.com or go on the website chestnutcambrone.com. Phone number 612-336-1298.
And if you're thinking of starting that craft brewery or distillery or have one going, you shouldn't be happy with your representation. You call Jeff. All right, Jeff, thanks so much. We'll take a quick break, and the BS Show will be right back.